A record deluge puts one U.S. town into history books again. The sun powers God's work in Haiti. And what kind of legacy are you leaving? We'll share these stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Colorado's deluge is being classified as a 1,000-year event. Whatever you call it, it looks bad. Mark Lewis of Reach Global says they've got boots on the ground now.
I've had a lot of conversation with our church leadership team in Estes Park, Colorado. That town had been isolated, and in fact, about 17 miles of road has been washed out.
Lewis says the church network is staggered by the overwhelming need. Resources are also stretched pretty thin.
From people to longer-term staff, we're short. Financially, the coffers are empty. Equipment, it really is just coming before the Father on our knees with open hands and being committed.
They're asking you to pray with them that God provides in a big way.
The greatest need is going to be financial resources that we can put in the hands of the local church to allow the local church to accomplish the ministry that they know best.
Next, tensions are high in Lafia, Nasarawa State in Nigeria. Recent tribal violence prompted a military response to quell an uprising. But that's just a quick fix. Hostilities run deep. The Voice of the Martyrs Canada recounts an attack last month on a church in Lafia. A Muslim mob got stirred up over the 12-cent fee to use the water well. They vandalized church property and put several believers in a hospital. Please pray for justice and that the outreach will continue. This is Mission Network News. La Ganaf is truly among the least of the least. It's one of Haiti's poorest regions, and Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. It's also where God is working through a group called Starfish. Founder Steve Edmondson.
The glorification of God in heaven is our endpoint, and whatever we can do, whether it's proclaim or present the gospel in acts of love and service, that's what we want to do.
With the help of a UK-based aid group, Starfish is building a solar-powered hospital. It's the only healthcare facility for over 100,000 people who call that island home. They're dedicating the hospital next week, but they need you to pray right now.
We have containers that are being stalled and held up in Haitian custom. One of the containers has all the beds for the hospital. We are calling on our constituencies to pray very specifically that whatever powers that be would be softened by the power of God.
Meanwhile, Christians in central Laos are being told, recant your faith or get out. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, says government officials issued the ultimatum to 11 families living in a rural village. It's likely they'll be evicted. Believers make up less than 2% of the population and face open hostility and persecution. A Christian Aid-assisted ministry there is helping small groups of believers. Want to find out more? Details and links can be found at our website. And a leadership book once claimed, "The legacy you leave is the life you lead." So what kind of legacy are you leaving? Doctors Tony and Lois Evans are celebrating a legacy landmark with Wycliffe Bible Translators USA. Wycliffe President and CEO Bob Creason.
The Evans have been instrumental on multiple levels in supporting Scripture engagement. It's been a great privilege for us as Wycliffe to be engaged with them in Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship.
Wycliffe recently presented the Evans with their annual Scripture Impact Award.
As we give these awards to people, we use those things to invite people to be a part of helping to start the remaining Bible translation projects. We really believe that the final translations are going to be started in the next 10 to 12 years.
You can pray, give, or go to help. Get connected at our website.
We need language translators, but we need teachers, we need IT people, we still need some pilots.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. It takes a close look at community in India, where storytelling and oral communication are the cultural norms to pass on community values. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.